5:44. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In Texas, organizations that work with victims of sexual violence are seeing more women and men coming forward to report assaults. One Tarrant County group has seen a 9% increase in calls from victims since January. KERA's Christopher Conley says the uptick comes as sexual harassment and violence have been national headlines.
For many victims of sexual assault, the first place to go for help isn't the police station. It's the emergency room. At John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth, the ER is noisy, sometimes chaotic. It's exactly what you expect. But there's a suite of rooms set aside for sexual assault victims, designed to be a refuge.
This area is quiet and it's safe. And you can see it's dimly lit. It's supposed to feel like home.
Connie Housley runs the team of sexual assault nurse examiners at JPS. They're trained to work with victims and collect forensic evidence for rape kits. She says sexual assaults are traumatic and complicated to process because most victims know their perpetrators.
There are people in our circle, and there are people that we thought we could trust, or we didn't know that we had to be concerned about being in their presence. And there's a lot of emotions that go along with that. There's a lot of self-blame with our patients.
Lately, Housley says she's seeing more and more people coming into the hospital and reporting that they've been assaulted. She hopes the uptick is because there's less stigma surrounding sexual violence victims.
We've seen a lot of things in the media recently about sexual assaults and sexual harassment and some support for the victims. I've actually had patients tell me that that was the reason they came. They thought somebody would believe them.
Last fall, the hashtag MeToo started trending after allegations of harassment and assault were leveled against Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein.
Decades of alleged harassment of women.
A bombshell accusation against one of Hollywood's biggest players.
This morning, Harvey Weinstein is out of a job.
Soon after that, famous men who had reportedly harassed and assaulted with impunity were being called out in the news industry, on Wall Street, in churches, and in politics. By the end of the year, Time magazine honored those survivors who spoke out as Person of the Year.
I am here to give you permission to be angry.
This reality might not have to be our reality anymore.
I felt this crushing sense of powerlessness. This is the time to take my power back.
It was right around this time that Alicia Byerly noticed more sexual assault victims than usual seeking services from the Women's Center of Tarrant County.
We saw a pretty dramatic increase during that time, kind of in the alignment of that Me Too and Time's Up movement.
Byerly oversees a team of trained volunteers who go to hospitals around the county to help assault victims. So far this year, the center's fielded about 9% more calls for victim advocates than last year, including a huge spike in July. Byerly wants people to get the help they need, but says it's a struggle to keep up.
We are in desperate need of more people who want to come out and volunteer and help support survivors in Tarrant County at the hospital and on our hotline.
This isn't the only center in Texas facing surging demand, according to Chris Kaiser. He's with the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault, which surveys rape crisis centers across the state every year.
All of those programs are telling us that they've seen a spike in the demand for their services.
Kaiser says the counseling and services available at rape crisis centers help people keep their lives on track after experiencing a sexual assault. But many centers' resources were already stretched thin before Me Too. Kaiser worries what happens to survivors who can't get services when they need them.
We're talking about people in acute trauma, in crisis. And if you show up at the door saying, I just need some help, I need to talk to somebody to help me process what happened, and I don't want to drop out of school, but I just can't cope right now, and they're told, well, it's going to be 3 weeks until you can talk to a counselor, they're very likely just to drop off and never come back.
Kaiser hopes more survivors of sexual violence will come forward and ask for help. He just hopes that organizations can find the resources to keep up. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.